Pero no hay problema, no hay problema.
Yo quería explicarle.
I'd like to tell you
that de mis 15 años, 5 meses y 15 días en prisión.
I spent 15 years and 5 months and 9 days in prison.
Y de ese tiempo, 5 años fueron en Terre Haute.
And out of that time, I spent 5 years in
Terre Haute.
In Terre Haute.
Terre Haute.
So, Indiana.
Indiana. This is easy for me.
Yo no conocía a Kathy.
I never met Kathy, actually.
Yo no conocía, ella no conocía a mi familia.
And she didn't know my family either.
Pero así, con su buen corazón.
Because his good heart, her good heart.
Ella siempre, durante esos 5 años, fue la que se encargó de apoyar a mi familia cuando yo.
For those 5 years, she was in charge of supporting my family every time that they came to visit me in my prison.
Ella era la que la llevaba a la prisión, la iba a buscar.
She dropped them to the prison, she went to pick them up, she had made all the arrangements.
And y se encargaba de todo, se preocupaba por toda la estancia de.
And she was in charge of all the logistics for my family.
Y bueno, prácticamente ella conoció a toda mi familia.
So she got to meet practically all my family.
Well, pero yo no la conocía.
But I never met her.
Y ahora me va a tener
lo mismo. And now I'm so happy.
Especial para decirle a Kathy.
And to me, I want to take this unique opportunity to tell Kathy
cuán agradecido soy yo.
How much I appreciate, how much I thank her.
Cada vez que mi familia se iba, yo le hacía una carta.
Every time that my family leave, I wrote a letter to her.
Diciéndole cuánto yo la agradecía.
And telling her how much thankful I was for her help.
Pero no es lo mismo escribir una nota y enviársela que decírselo aquí.
But it's not the same writing a note to her from the prison than actually being in person and tell her thank you very much.
Y yo quiero decirle aquí también a ellos y a Kathy.
I also would like to tell you and Kathy
que en cada uno de los viajes de mi familia.
In every single trip that my family paid to United States to visit me at the prison.
Ella lo llevó en alguna oportunidad, en una ocasión o en dos. Pero en cada viaje se producía esa visita.
In every occasion that something happened,
ella lo llevó a la iglesia unitaria.
She took my family to the Unitarian Church where she belonged to.
Y allí mis familiares siempre fueron acogidos con afecto, con cariño.
And my family, all my relatives were welcomed in this church and with so much affection and love.
Así que yo quiero aprovechar que Kathy está aquí.
I saw I want to take this opportunity that Kathy is present.
Para enviarle a la iglesia unitaria de
to send a message to the Unitarian Church
in Terre Haute, Indiana.
In Terre Haute, Indiana.
A través de Kathy.
Through Kathy.
El mensaje de agradecimiento y de gratitud también.
To thanks everyone in the church because everyone welcomed my family as well.
Incluso una boda.
Even the relative, my relative had the opportunity to participate in a wedding.
Oh, that's right.
A wedding.
Yes, I forgot.
So that's what I want to mention. I want to thank you also to all of you here. Because your trip to Cuba, to be here, to be in Cuba. In a very important moment.
En un momento especial.
In a very special moment.
En un momento además en que la política de Estados Unidos hacia Cuba se anuncia.
In a moment that U.S. foreign policy is being announced that's going to change soon.
Regarding Cuba.
Regarding to Cuba, of course.
Los anuncios se han hecho.
The announcement has been made.
Pero hay que negociar.
But we have to negotiate, we need to talk, we need to dialogue.
Mis mejores deseos son que ese proceso sea satisfactorio.
My best wishes are that process actually is end up with a good result.
No hay razón ninguna para que nuestros dos países no puedan tener una vecindad respetuosa y amistosa.
There's no single reason that the two countries cannot talk with each other and can have a respectful relationship as neighbors.
Y a la misma vez hay que decir.
And at the same time we have to tell.
Independientemente de los anuncios que se han hecho.
Regardless of the announcement that they've been made.
Que son muy positivos y que nos
llenan de esperanza. They're very positive and we have a lot of hope.
el bloqueo está ahí.
But the blockade is still there.
Y tenemos que hacer el esfuerzo.
And we have to continue making an effort.
Porque esa gran injusticia que se ha cometido.
Because that's a great injustice against the Cuban people.
Sea finalmente derogado.
Can eventually be lifted, could be eradicated, eliminated.
El presidente de los Estados Unidos.
The president of the United States.
Ha manifestado que pediría al Congreso el análisis de las leyes del bloqueo para eliminar.
Ask the Congress to review the laws of the bloqueo, the embargo.
Pero así como la lucha contribuyó de una manera significativa a que los cinco regresaran.
The same way that the struggle, the people that make possible that the Cuban five return to their country.
La lucha también debe contribuir a que ese bloqueo sea eliminado.
We also have to continue struggling so we can lift the blockade.
No quiero extenderme mucho.
I don't want to extend. I don't want to extend it too much myself.
No quiero convertir esto en un meeting político.
I don't want to transform this in a political meeting.
pero como cubano.
But as a Cuban,
que pasó una buena o un periodo bastante largo de su vida en Estados Unidos.
That I spent a portion of my life living in the United States.
Que además tuve la oportunidad.
Besides, I had the opportunity
de ser beneficiario,
to have the benefit
de recibir to receive, la solidaridad, el afecto,
to welcome
y el apoyo
the solidarity, the affection and the support
de una parte importante del pueblo de los Estados
of
Unidos.
A great part or a great sector of the American people.
Y cuando pienso en el pueblo de los Estados Unidos,
and when I think about the people of the United States,
yo pienso en gente como Cathy.
I think about people like Cathy. Yeah.
Señor Fernando, ¿no puede escribir sermón aquí para la gente en la iglesia allá en Carajol?
He wants to send it back to your church. Oh, that would be wonderful. They'd love it. They'll love it. Kathy, you want to say anything?
I'm just so thrilled to see him. Yeah. I didn't think it would ever happen. And it wouldn't have happened except for Code Pain. Had you charged for this trip, or making money on this trip, I honestly could not have possibly have afforded it. So,
para la iglesia.
Now go to the church.
Thank you.
To the church.
Gracias, señor.
Gracias a
usted. Everybody was so happy.
Yo tengo muchos amigos que estaban trabajando todo el día para asegurar su libertad de nuestro precio en Estados Unidos. Muchos amigos que quieren estar aquí adelante de usted. Bueno, muchísimas gracias.
El regreso de los cinco.
The return of the Cuban Five.
Y especialmente de los tres compañeros que regresaron el 17 de diciembre.
And especially the three comrades who returned on December 17.
Es una gran victoria.
It's a great victory.
Yeah. Es una victoria del pueblo de Cuba que estaba luchando todo ese tiempo.
It's a victory of the Cuban people who have been struggling for all these years.
Pero también es una victoria que le pertenece a cada uno de las personas en todas partes del mundo y especialmente en los Estados Unidos que hicieron un esfuerzo por su regreso.
But it's also a victory of all the people around the world who make a contribution with the effort and contributed to bring the Cuban fight back to Cuba.
Y sabemos además lo difícil que es luchar por una causa como esa en los Estados Unidos.
And we know how difficult it is to struggle in the United States with a cause like this.
Cuando los medios de difusión,
when the mass media, they deny to publish, to mention this situation.
Y por eso el esfuerzo en Estados Unidos, agradecemos el esfuerzo en todo el mundo, pero el esfuerzo en los Estados Unidos reconocemos que es donde más difícil era. Y era donde se ganaba la batalla.
We thanks the efforts of the people around the world, but especially to the people in the United States, because we know how difficult it is to do the struggle in the United States.
Conversando con periodistas aquí en La Habana.
And talking with journalists here in Havana.
Algunos de ellos me preguntaron cuando empezaron a salir los editoriales en el New York Times.
And some of them they start to ask me questions when we start to see the editorials at the New York Times.
Y en uno de los editoriales, creo que fue el sexto editorial.
I believe it was the sixth editorial of the New York Times.
El periódico
como su posición oficial,
as a official position of the newspaper,
le planteaba al presidente de los Estados Unidos que negociara el retorno de Alan Gross con los tres compañeros.
Was asking the president of the United States to negotiate and having Alan Gross been returned to the United States and having the Cuban five returned to Cuba.
The Cuban three.
Y yo le decía a las personas y periodistas que me preguntaban que yo le daba la bienvenida a un editorial como ese.
And I was telling the journalists I welcomed those editorial.
Pero a la misma vez me resultaba irónico.
But at the same time it was very ironic.
Que un periódico editorializara sobre un tema del cual no había informado a sus lectores.
It was ironic that a newspaper have an editorial about this issue that they never published anything about it in the past.
Entonces, bueno, yo decía, felicidades por el editorial.
So I said, great, that you have a great editorial.
Pero si yo fuera un lector del New York Times, que lo era.
But if I was a reader of the New York Times, I used to read the New York Times myself.
Yo me hubiera preguntado, ¿y de qué me están hablando?
And I say, what are you talking about? If you never published anything.
Pero bueno.
But well.
Lo importante es que los tres compañeros están acá.
The most important thing is that the three comrades are actually here in Cuba.
Y además, bueno, los anuncios que se hicieron en la fecha en que ellos regresaron. O sea, una conversación y una negociación que fue más allá que solamente el regreso de los compañeros.
And also, even more important than the return of the Cuban three, it was actually the announcement of the negotiation and the old announcement that you know that was going to happen after December 17.
Así que, bueno, yo le reitero las gracias por
estar
aquí.
So I want to thank you again for being here in Cuba. Thank you again for being here.
So you were charged with being a terrorist, and Cuba is still on the terrorist list. So what are the best arguments you think we can use when we go home to say why Cuba should be taken off the terrorist list?
Mira,
look,
yo pienso,
I think
que los argumentos para sacar a Cuba de la lista de países,
the arguments that we have in order to take Cuba out of the terrorist list,
la administración de los Estados Unidos los conoce.
And the U.S. administration knows the arguments very well.
Porque es que no hay ningún argumento para que Cuba esté en la lista.
Because they don't have no argument to have the Cuba in that list already.
Y la única razón por la que Cuba está en esa lista es por razones políticas.
Because the only reason that why Cuba is in that list is because for political reasons.
Los más importantes y cercanos aliados del gobierno de los Estados Unidos le han planteado hace años ya al gobierno de los Estados Unidos que poner a Cuba en esa lista desprestigia la lista.
And the allies of the United States already told the United States that it's no
desprestigia. Having Cuba on the list makes the list look ridiculous.
Exactly. Good. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Desprestigia.
Hablar de los argumentos espurios que se usan para poner a Cuba en la lista.
To talk about those lousy arguments that they use to have a Cuba in that list.
Se convierte en algo que a mí como cubano me
as a Cuban, I think it's
es absurdo, porque decir que, por ejemplo, que
it's bizarre
que Cuba tiene personas del grupo español o vasco de ETA viviendo en Cuba y eso es parte de un arreglo con el gobierno español.
And then, for example, they say that we have some Basque from ETA living here in Cuba, and that's an arrangement that we have with the Spanish government.
Y que Cuba apoya a los grupos revolucionarios de América Latina cuando Cuba es el que está sirviendo de intermediario o de host. De las conversaciones entre la FARC y el gobierno.
If somebody said that Cuba is supporting the guerrilla, the revolutionary groups around Latin America, and we're in the middle of the peace talk between the guerrilla groups in Colombia and the government right now taking place here in Havana.
Son cosas que no, o sea, cualquier persona con sentido común dice, bueno.
Any person with common sense will say there's no argument to keep the Cuban in the list.
Y yo pienso
I do think
que el presidente de los Estados Unidos,
the president of the United States,
él comprende esos argumentos.
And he understands those arguments.
Y es por eso que le ha pedido al secretario de Estado que
That's why he asked the secretary of state to review the policy.
Porque es que no tiene sentido.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Y la única razón por la que Cuba está ahí es porque poner a Cuba en esa lista le permite también a las autoridades tomar ciertas medidas de carácter económico contra Cuba.
The only reason to keep a Cuba on the list is because allow those authorities to take some economic measures against Cuba. Allow them to take economic measures against Cuba.
Y le permite entonces que ciertas medidas de carácter financiero.
And the certain measures from the financial measures.
Para limitar las posibilidades de Cuba.
To limit the possibility of Cuba.
De obtener productos, obtener
to obtain services and products abroad.
Esperemos que como parte de todo este movimiento que hay en la política exterior de Estados Unidos y Cuba, todas estas cosas cambien.
We do hope that those things are going to change with the talks that are happening, are going to happen.
Pero la pregunta tuya,
but your question,
nos recuerda que hay que seguir luchando.
We have to continue struggling.
But one of the arguments they also use is the political prisoners that Cuba has given refuge to, and many people here are very concerned about people like Assata Shakur. What do you think about that?
Bueno, yo lo que conozco sobre Assata Shakur es la historia que he leído.
What I know about Assata Shakur is the history that I read, as you have read it.
Yo no la conozco personalmente.
I don't know her personally.
En Estados Unidos, en mi tiempo en prisión, leí sobre.
When I was in prison, I read a lot about the struggle of people in the United States.
Y yo creo también que, bueno, hay argumentos legítimos para considerar a esa persona una luchadora que con derecho a refugio que existe en todas partes del mundo.
And I think we have legitimate arguments to give them political asylum to Assata Shakur.
Es lo que puedo decir.
And that's what I think. Yeah.
The terrorist listing is something that needs an act of Congress to change or not?
As far as I know,
como yo entiendo el procedimiento,
and the way I understand it,
eso es una lista que elabora el Departamento de
Estado. It's a list that's elaborated by the State Department.
Y la revisión de esa lista que se realiza cada
and
6 meses.
They review that list every 6 months.
Es una revisión que realiza internamente el Departamento de Estado.
And the State Department make a review, internally review of that list.
So we should write to John Kerry.
My understanding is that the State Department, President Obama has asked for a special review that will come out in March. And it's unclear how that's going to go because it's totally a political process. And then President Obama has to make the decision given based on the recommendation.
Es lo que yo comprendo, que no quiere decir que no hayan personas dentro del Congreso que se oponen y que van a someter a crítica cualquier decisión.
It doesn't mean that there are going to be people in Congress who are going to oppose that situation and they're going to criticize that policy, that change.
Pero hasta donde yo lo comprendo,
as far as I understand this,
la elaboración de la lista parte de la rama ejecutiva y
that camp is part of the executive body of the political system of the United States.
Ese sería el mecanismo de ustedes.
So that will be your struggle.
Has he had any relationship? Have you had any relationship with any of the people in the U.S. interest section here? And what kind of role do you feel those people have been playing?
Con la sección de interés de Estados Unidos,
sí, no,
absolutamente no.
¿Y qué papel están jugando ellos aquí?
No conozco.
He's not aware about the roles of the official of the U.S. interest section right now. And he hasn't met with anybody. Yeah. Okay, so perhaps we can take one more question.
Go ahead. Anne.
Anne.
Well, for our apologies.
Yes.
For 15 years that you spent in prison.
Oh,
our apologies for the trouble for your family. And we are so thankful that finally all this pressure from all over the world has meant that you and the other four have been released. And we, I think on behalf of everyone here, we offer our apologies to you and the other four and to your families. And we hope that our new government never does anything like this again. But we know that it is a very mean government that is going after lots of people. So your presence here showing that citizen activism all over the world makes a difference, that I think we all can commit to that sort of activism to continue. Thank you.
Le doy las gracias por su palabra, pero
thank you for your words.
Realmente aunque entiendo el significado de la disculpa que
I understand your apologies. I understand what you're saying. I do understand
pero
that.
Lo cierto es que yo no creo
but
que
I don't believe
que los norteamericanos
that the American people
necesitan ofrecernos a nosotros sin
the American the American people have to apologize to us.
Nosotros siempre entendimos la
we always understood
nuestra,
our own situation.
La situación de nosotros cinco.
Of the five.
Siempre la vimos no como algo personal contra nosotros.
We never saw it as something personal to us.
La vimos como parte de una larga historia de hostilidad y de agresión del gobierno de los Estados Unidos hacia Cuba.
We understood it as a long-term hostile policy toward the Cuba and the Cuban people from the United States.
Yo creo que eso nos permitía a nosotros separarnos emocionalmente un poco de nuestra propia situación.
The understanding allow us to separate ourselves emotionally.
Y nunca para ninguno de nosotros cinco la cuestión fue qué es lo que está sucediendo conmigo.
For the Cuban Five was never a personal issue. What was happening with myself, with me?
Lo importante era lo que estaba pasando con Cuba.
For us, what's important it was our people. What was happening to Cuba?
Entonces nosotros podíamos ver nuestra circunstancia, lo que estábamos sucediendo con nosotros como parte de un proceso histórico.
So we and this, what was happening to us, we understood it as a part of that historical process that was happening against our people.
Sin considerarnos tampoco nosotros nada de especial importancia personalmente.
And we didn't have any personal importance.
Sencillamente entendíamos que el gobierno de los Estados Unidos, al tenernos a nosotros,
we understood that by being hostage by the government of the United States,
era una agresión más a Cuba.
It was one more aggression against our people in Cuba.
De una larga lista que ya lleva
of a long list
56 años.
That have more than 56 years.
Entonces, no es necesario la disculpa.
So,
entendemos,
it's not, I understand your apology, but we don't need to take apology from the American people.
Y de la misma manera, eso nos permite vivir la experiencia que vivimos.
And that allows us to understand that the experience that we lived
sin albergar ningún sentimiento de odio.
Without having any hatred feeling.
Feeling of
hatred.
Porque entendemos que es parte de la lucha, no del pueblo de los Estados Unidos, que es una cosa diferente que el gobierno de los
Because
Estados Unidos.
We understand that the people of the United States is different from the government of the United States.
Y que es el gobierno de los Estados Unidos
it's the government of the United States that have the hostility against our country.
Y como ustedes han estado aquí, caminando las calles de la
And as you have been here, walking the street of Havana,
ustedes se pueden percatar
you will can realize
la manera en que los cubanos
the way
en la calle
the Cubans
reciben a los norteamericanos.
Welcome Americans.
Yeah. Y entonces, si uno está en los Estados Unidos, muchas veces lo que escucha es que un americano en Cuba, eso es.
And sometimes you hear in the United States that the American in Cuba, wow, that would be so weird, so bad. You
know? Y entonces después vienen aquí.
And then you come here.
Y la gente lo recibe.
And people welcome you, and people talk to you, and I have nothing, don't have anything against you.
Mi opinión personal.
My personal opinion.
Esa es la razón por la cual a los norteamericanos no le han permitido viajar.
It's the main reason why Americans are not allowed to come here to Cuba.
Porque no le han dado una oportunidad que está escrita en la Constitución.
Because they haven't given you the opportunity that's written in your Constitution.
Usted tiene el derecho de ir a donde quiera.
You have your constitutional right to travel wherever you want and have your own opinion.
Van a venir aquí para ver cosas y van a ver además.
And you also
going to
see
que nunca habían venido.
Those Americans who never have come to Cuba before.
Verán cosas que les interesa, cosas que comprenden,
you
cosas que no les gusta.
Things that you don't like, things that are interesting, things that you love it.
Pero lo primero que va a ver un norteamericano cuando viene a Cuba por primera vez.
But the first thing that American will see when they come to Cuba.
es que ha estado sometido a 56 años de mentira sobre qué cosa
es. Is that person been subject to 56 years of lies?
Yo pienso que esa es la razón principal.
That's, I think, is the main reason.
Para no permitirle a los norteamericanos
that
venir a Cuba.
The government doesn't allow you to come to Cuba freely.
I don't know. I can bring you a picture.
Do you have a picture?
I don't have no meme.
So there were government laws, our laws, trying to keep us from coming to Cuba, but there were also terrorists based in the United States that were trying to kill people who wanted to come here as tourists. We were down here when the bomb went off. They killed the Italian tourists. This was what the Cuban Five were trying to stop, which was the terrorism coming from the United States, not only to kill Cubans, but to kill tourists who were coming here. So I think we also want to thank you that we can come down here now and not think that a bomb is going to go off in the lobby of a hotel.
Carriles can come around and do
and yes, and we still have terrorists in Florida, not related to the Cuban Five, but people like Posada Carriles, who continue to live in Miami very freely. It just shows how topsy-turvy the situation is, the political situation, when somebody who's trying to stop terrorism becomes the terrorist, and when the terrorists walk freely and live freely in our communities in the United States. So we have a lot of work to do. It is a beautiful, amazing sentiment that you don't resent the American people. But there is something to say for the ignorance of the American people. And part of it we can blame on the New York Times for not telling us about it, but a lot of it we have to blame on ourselves for not educating our own people about what our own government is doing. And so that's why we came down here, not just to enjoy the Cuban people, but to get people fired up to go back home and really go out and do whatever we can in our press, in our communities, in our churches, wherever we can, to really educate people that we have to lift the embargo against Cuba. We have to stop the connection of our government being terrorists and also hosting terrorists in our country, and that we have to really, really work hard to get Cuba off the terrorist list. We came this afternoon from Elam, where we were in tears seeing the students that were coming from around the world to be trained as doctors, to go out and do good taking care of the poorest people in the world. We had tears in our eyes when we went to the Literacy Museum today and saw what Cuba did, not only to teach people to read and write here, but now exporting teachers and the process of teaching people to read and write. I mean, these are some of the most beautiful things that a tiny, poor island nation can do. And when we think of our own country and how wealthy we are as a nation and how much good we could be doing in the world to teach people how to read and write, to stop the kind of spread of terrible diseases that still exist in the world, and to stop the spread of terrorism that we are so responsible for. And one other thing is that we have people in this group who are working on the issue of police brutality in the US and how so many people fear for their lives when they go out on the streets of the US because they fear our own government, our own police. So let's recognize that our big wealthy country has done a lot of harm to people in our own country and around the world. And we as representatives have to feel responsible for the policies, the work of our own government, both domestically and internationally. So we want to tell you that we as Americans feel that responsibility, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And that we will go home to work even harder than we have worked before to change the policies of our government so that people like you would never be put in prison in the United States. Cuban Five back to the U.S. to be
celebrated. Yeah!
Damn, a party! Bring the Cuban Five back to the U.S.
I would like to say one thing.
Okay.
I've been a little surprised that many of you did not know about this case,
So I would like to suggest that if you're more interested in it and didn't fully understand all of the details, if you go to freethefive.org, every single detail in history of every event that happened to them from the very beginning that they were arrested is on that site. You can even find the transcript of the trial. So if you don't believe us that that trial was a kangaroo trial, go on that site and you can read it for yourself. You don't have to be a lawyer to understand what was going on there. We also know, some of you, I've been telling you, we know from the Freedom of Information Act that our government, the Bush administration, paid journalists to write against the five. We also know that the Bush administration sent speakers to run around all over Florida to speak against the five before the trial. We don't even know probably the half of all of the corruption that was involved in that trial. So I would advise you, if you're interested in seeing a textbook case of corruption in our legal system, that to go to the freethefive.org. The information is still there.
Thank you, Kathy. Someone asked the question, I didn't quite hear the question, but it was something like, who do you admire, or something like that. And a little boy in the fifth or sixth grade said, Jose Marti and the Cuban Five. Because Jose Marti gave his life for Cuba, and the Cuban Five have been giving their life for Cuba and are going to continue doing that. And so I just want you to know that you're inspiring a whole generation of Cubans, and you're inspiring me and us, and I want to thank you for all that.